This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I think one of the most interesting stories that's come out of the most recent Gulf War in the Middle East is a story I'm going to tell you, because it's not about heroism, it's not about somebody saving somebody's life. It's just about a real life experience in the Middle East with a group of soldiers. I read a lieutenant or captain who said he had a group of men at a forwarding operating base in Iraq. I think that's the term he used. He had maybe 20, 30 men, and they just had to hold this post out in the middle of the desert. And by the way, I think a church is a forwarding operating base in the kingdom of God. That's what we are, an FOB, a forwarding operating base as the body of Christ. But he said they had their guards on duty at night. They were asleep, but there were people posted in the perimeter guards. And he said all of a sudden he was awakened to the sound of automatic gunfire from his own men. They were firing machine guns and rifle fire, pistols. They were firing everything out at the desert. He got up, grabbed his rifle, and went and said, "What's going on?" And one soldier said, "I think I saw a tank." Another one said, "I think I saw some troops." Another one said, "I think I saw some Al-Qaeda people in that kind of garb that we connect with Al-Qaeda in the Middle East." And the captain or lieutenant said this: none of them saw anything. There was nothing out there. He said they saw their fears. They saw what they anticipated seeing. They saw what they were afraid of. And one of them, triggered with his fear, started shooting. And the others joined in because they saw what they were afraid of. You say, what's that got to do with your message today? Everything. There's some of you in life right now, in 2016, all you see is what you're afraid of. You get up on Monday morning, you see the fear of the week. And you see the fear of the economy and the job situation. And we're focused on our fears when you start needing to become a man of prayer to combat that. One of the things that will deal with your fears more than anything is to have a place, a solitary place to pray, where you go to the Lord and say, "Lord, here's my fear. I place it before you." And the one who rebuked a fever, the one who could rebuke the demonic, the one who could rebuke even death, we'll read about in Luke, is the one who comes into your life with power and stands with you. I really believe that. That's not hocus pocus. That's not fantasy land. Never, never land. It's real life. It's real life. Decide today to be a man of prayer. Decide today to be a woman of prayer, to be a person who prays for people, who prays for your family. And you know what? God will honor that. God will honor that. You may not pray when you hear an ambulance. You may not pray when you hear an emergency vehicle, but maybe you could start. But maybe you could start praying for the people in your circle first. And then you know what? Praying is a series of concentric circles where we pray for our circle, our family. And then we go out with another circle. And then we go out with a larger circle. And you go out even beyond and you start praying for people in our world. God honors a man of prayer. I really believe that. God honors a woman of prayer. Decide to follow not only the model prayer, but the model prayer, and be like the one who prayed for you and prays for you. He did, and I believe that with all my heart. Let's pray together.
Well, this sermon series in the Gospel of Luke is called Simple Gospel. It continues next week on Cross Hope. We hope you'd look at our website, crosshope.org, this week. Look at the new feature we call Visual Stories. It speaks to you in a special way because it's not only something you listen to, it's something you watch. That's Visual Stories on crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.